getting started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, internet? This is Fee Boogie. I have with me the high end motherfucking low life. This is yet another episode of the High Life Show. Hope you all doing well. Hope everybody's striving and thriving and all that good shit. Today is March 21st, 2021, the Lord's Day, Sunday. Hope you motherfuckers are doing all right and shit like that. And I gotta, you know, watch the potty mouth shit, you know. But anyway, I got with me, of course, the usual stuff suspects, my man Big Boozer, my guy J.E., my guy fucking Loving Bass, and last, and especially not least, Spock Dollar Sign, a.k.a. Cash. What's going on?
Toodles.
Spock Dollar Sign. How you doing, man? You still drinking that goddamn nasty-ass water from Texas, I see.
You damn right. I told you
to get a Brita filter. What's wrong with you?
No.
Why not? It's more cost-effective. It's more cost-effective.
I'm actually looking at I'm looking to installing a reverse osmosis faucet on my thing.
Yeah, what? Those are dope. It's a filter, How does that even work?
It's like this like filter that attaches to the actual line, not your faucet, but then you have to drill in another thing, so it's like a separate spigot just to clean the water another time. Or I was just going to get the water delivered because that's just easier.
So the reverse osmosis has to do with cleaning the pipes as opposed to like doing something to the water you drink?
It's like another filtration step process. So I guess it's supposed to be a little better than a Brita. And I wouldn't have to change it as much.
I've seen it as more invasive.
But you're drinking the water coming out of your faucet.
Correct.
You're just going shit on Brita like that, though. I've been living on Brita all my life.
Brita's fine. It's just that when I'm thirsty,
2/3 of my life,
I can't be bothered to fill it up, wait till it gets cold, then drink it. I don't have time for that.
I mean, water is meant to be drunk at room temperature anyway.
Who told you that?
It's a fact. Look it up.
Your body utilizes it faster when it's...
That's fake.
But also, here's a life hack. Make sure, like, run the faucet so that it's fully cold before putting it into the Brita. So that way, once it filters, you don't necessarily need to have it refrigerated. It's still pretty cold.
He don't want to do all that.
That Brita don't keep shit cold. that plastic is fucking garbage.
Well, man, get you a thermo,
whatever this shit is called right here.
The bubble keg. Oh, you got to use that on vacation for your margaritas. When you go to the bar, you go up one time. Like, yo, fill this up. I'm walking back and forth. Jay, you know what I'm talking about. You don't know about You know about the bubble keg life.
Actually, I do got a bubble. You're right. I got the bubble, and I got the what's the other one? The Hydro Flask.
Oh, you got a Yeti yet?
Nah, I didn't step up to the Yeti yet. We going there next. That's the cooler.
Yo, every time I go to Ace Hardware, they have the Yeti like right as you go down. You have to go downstairs like an escalator, and it's literally as you get off the escalator, there's all the Yetis, and I always look over, and I'm always surprised that these shits are like $650 for a fucking water cooler.
Damn right.
You know, ice
cold. And it's like, cold forever.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's the store body. That's the store bodies. The body
pretty much. Yeah.
Like, why do you need that for drinks?
I guess it's for the man that does not want cold. He don't want warm. Like, I guess if you're going to the beach, you don't want warm lager. You don't.
You put enough ice in any cooler or in any bag, it'll be fine.
But with that, it don't get warm. It don't. And I don't know why it doesn't. It's probably illegal.
It don't.
Mr. Variety, how you doing, man? J.E.
I'm holding it down over here, man. Just drinking some delicious coffee, you know what I'm talking about.
P.O.P. Hold it down.
That's right. We're not legally blind, though. What you got? You snacking?
I'm snacking a little bit. Yeah, you hear it?
I hear you, man.
Sorry to everybody in podcast land, but these shits are delicious. I got these, the brand is Zambos, free advertisement, salsa verde plantain chips.
Oh, plantain chips. Tremendous.
Yeah, it is delicious. I have to keep buying these now. It's so good.
This is going to be the new, what was it, mango slices?
The habanero mango spices.
I got to go back to the store for those. Yeah, hell yeah.
Those were tremendous.
Shout out to TJ's. We love you.
Exactly. But nah, it's been a light week for me over here. Not much assignments. I think they gave us... I heard this teacher say something wild over like a class. They were like, you know, we're not going to really give them break. They didn't want to give us break because they didn't want anybody to go anywhere. because they didn't want people out here spreading COVID around. So they kind of just lightened the load 1 week, 1 or 2 weeks. So, you know, it's been like we've been on vacation, but we're not really on vacation. So
they don't want you going to Miami. Have you not seen like, yes, fucking headlines about Miami?
Boozer's very apropos
that you have on a Miami Heat hat, too.
Oh, shit, that's right. Take it away.
Full circle.
Take it away.
Go ahead. What's up, Boozer? Speak on it.
No, I was going to go. Like,
shit is wild, right?
Yeah. The mayor of, is it Miami Beach? I don't think it's Miami. The mayor of like Miami Beach is like, all you spring breakers that are coming here thinking that you can just come to Miami to let loose and not adhere to any sort of COVID protocols, get the fuck out. We don't want you. He's like, we've stepped up like patrols. We are arresting people left and right.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They're not arresting enough people. I've seen motherfuckers out there in droves. You just can't contain some shit.
It was
like
too
that.
Little too late. Because I think they did it after there was already thousands of people there. But like, they set a curfew, I think, starting on Friday for 8 p.m. So that should definitely do something.
Fuck out of here. That's definitely not fucking Miami. That's not happening. South Beach, Miami? No.
Yeah.
I wish you. It just goes to show you, man. Like, if enough people, revolution, right? If enough motherfuckers is out there, it's like, there's not anything you can do. You don't know what, no matter what decrees or, you know, ordinances that you put in effect. Like,
but that leads to the question, right? So, like, so JE's in a professional like program. So I guess there's a different level of thinking that these administrators put in for his program versus like a standard like undergraduate school where they just say like, oh, it's that time of year, it's spring break, let's just let everybody run loose. But they probably should have taken a step back and be like, if we let these 18 to 21 year olds off for 2 weeks or 10 days, what are they going to do? They probably would have kept them on campus a little bit more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do give them some homework, even if they're off. There's not a
lot of... All the assignments getting handed in late.
Yeah.
Yep. Want to be wild for the night. Fuck being polite.
One good thing that I did hear about... I think everyone who lives in Miami, though, is, like, really up in arms about all the kids who came down. So, like, the hotels, the big ones, they've suspended all of their dining services. So like their bar, their restaurant is closed completely for like 3 days temporarily. But they did say that all of their employees who work in those areas are getting fully compensated for the time that they're closed. So a shout out to them. Right. I think there's one that starts with a C that's like super popular. I want to say Cosmopolitan, but that's in Vegas.
Look at this guy giving names of the fucking places too. You did your homework, Boozer.
Well, they did.
Very studious.
They did something good. So,
all
but I don't.
Damn really periodicals. All them damn periodicals you got is coming in handy, huh?
Well, let's see how we go into the rest of these topics.
But otherwise, bro, you doing all right?
I might be a little snippy or short or curt because I didn't sleep.
What's the matter?
I slept late. I was planning to sleep really early, and then the baby woke up, and like I had to get up and like get him medicine after I was half asleep.
A little rum in the gum?
Maybe.
Okay.
But once he fell asleep after getting the medicine, fine. But I couldn't go back to sleep, so I ended up going to sleep madly.
So why didn't you take the medicine? Why didn't you take the medicine? What the fuck?
My medicine was
having for the baby.
Eggnog flavored ice cream at like 1:30 in the morning.
You know what you need to do, bruv? You need to get you some CBD melatonin gummies.
Free
advertising.
That's a combination of shit.
Yeah, I'll send you a link in a minute. But it's like a free advertisement. At Vitamin Shop, they have like the Charlotte's Web CBD gummies. They have melatonin in it. I take two of them shits.
I will try them, but I will also give them to the wife because she already takes like the regular melatonin. She has to sometimes take like three and they still don't really work.
You get two of them fucking gummies.
Because after a while you're gonna need more and more because your body stops making it.
Right. So you only the thought is to only and excuse me, obviously folks have variant sleeping deficiencies and issues and all that stuff, but I typically only take it when I'm like, all right, I'm fucking tired, and I know I need some sleep. And my mind, the body wants to go to bed. No, the mind is willing to stay up, but the body must go. You know what I'm saying? So I only take it like in dire circumstances where I need to either be up early the next day and I'm like just not going to sleep, or it's like, all right. So point is moderation shit, you know. But yeah, I'll send that to you, man. You can't, you know. Keep you up and awake for the podcast. You heard. But if you're Kurt, we understand. We'll cover.
Oh yeah. So apologies.
I also had to deal with a midnight. Not it was a 3:47 scream of. And then.
No, right. That was a war cry from you cutting the fucking tire of your neighbor who probably put the back of their car in your driveway or some shit.
No. So I actually did. I actually did assault a small child, but we won't get into that. But no, I had to wake up this morning and I ran to the room and I'm like, what's going on? I'm thirsty. I'm like, don't scream like that if you're thirsty. Do not do that. So I had to go downstairs and go get, and then she had like gulps of water and she was like, thank you. And she went back to sleep. I'm like, yo, you need a mini. I'm like, yo, I'm getting mini fridges. Like that, just needs to stop. Like I'm not waking up. I'm thinking somebody.
You need one of them.
You need one of them buzz buttons.
Not like that. Not like screaming bloody murder.
Or you need a Yeti. Sounds like you need a Yeti.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to get her a small pink glittery Yeti. And just like, here, when you wake up in the night, drink this.
You came in here with that damn sword, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I actually had to pull a small child. I guess he thought the house was vacant. And he knew very quickly.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Wow. I can't try to break into your house?
No. So he came up to the doorbell, and I opened the door at the same time, and he scared me. So I, for whatever reason, I had a sword in my hand. Not gonna say why.
Slice and dice.
So his friend ran off and left him there. So we had some words and some pleasantries, and I was like, you know,
how old?
These kids are so hopped up on chemicals. I have no idea. He could have been anywhere from 12 to 15.
Cash, you turning into the grumpy man on the block. Don't go over to Mr. Cash's place. You know,
it just so happened I had the sword in my hand and I heard the Ring doorbell. So I was like, oh, did she order a package? It'd be cool for me to just stab the package and just bring it.
Stab it and drag it into the house slowly. Just get the shit out of people.
Right. I didn't expect for a human to be there, and he didn't expect me to have a sword either. So, surprise, surprise. I just let him know. I said, the boy that ran off, that's not your friend. Just letting you know. Life advice.
Life lesson.
Life lesson. That boy's
don't
not
let your friend give you some shit that you can't solve.
So, when you guys find out for each other, I want you to fight him. Take the skateboard you have now. Hit him in the head with it.
Jesus Christ.
And then don't whatever you're gonna do. Yeah, I didn't do anything. I said I'm looking on the camera now. You didn't. No, because while I was looking on, I had looking on my phone just to make sure. I said if you move, you cut yourself.
You held him at sword point.
Yeah,
this guy.
Because otherwise it's kidnapping. No, so I said you're free to go. But I had it like this, so I was like, just give me a second. Let me just make sure you ain't like do nothing weird. And he did it. Yeah.
And his parents didn't show up after.
God, that kid.
And watch, right. What? If I pull a knife on a kid, you think I give a fuck about an adult?
That's exactly what that kid was thinking. He's crazy. He's gonna slice mommy and daddy
right,
up.
Right. So now
keep
he
my
actually,
mouth shut.
This was actually a great ploy on Cash's part. Now the whole neighborhood knows not to fuck with his house,
mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to worry
Mr.
about anything
Cash.
Until somebody moves in and they don't know
fuck
yet.
With Mr. Cash.
Thank you, Bass. I literally just wanted to just stab and drag the package in. That was my main goal.
So for the listeners, Bass sometime not too long ago purchased a very nice ninja sword for Mr. Cash, and now he uses it to terrorize his neighbors in the subdivision.
It was a housewarming present. It came from the heart.
From the heart to stab hearts.
So now I'm just gonna carry the kunai knives around instead. I won't carry those over. I think it's better for everyone involved.
Those are just as intimidating. Like,
what was the movie with the old guy who was it Gran Torino where he was like
with Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood
played a racist. I mean, it's kind of apropos to talk about that in these times because we're gonna touch on a very interesting topic that kind of gets into Asian hate and things of that nature. But yes, Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood, he lived in, I believe, some sort of Asian neighborhood, and he's a very grumpy, very racist old man in the movie. But if you can get past that, I mean, you can never get really past that sort of racism. But it's actually a very good movie. Yes. I mean, well, he might have been cash heavy. He was putting rifles in people's faces and shit. He was going nuts.
I think Cash just starting out, and he's already at that level. He's only going up from here.
Yeah, watch. Next week he gonna have on a 10-gallon hat. He gonna be sitting in the fucking video with his shotgun slinging over his shoulder like this. What up, though? chewing tobacco.
No. One of the demo guys was doing that, and then he was about. I said, if you spit in my lawn, I'm gonna fuck you up. I saw his mouth.
That's just gross.
No, I said, if you spit at my fucking, I will fuck you up in front of your boss. And then his boss was like, excuse me. I said, no. No, we have a whole dumpster out there. Just spit in the dumpster. What are you spitting on my lawn for? You spitting fucking candy.
Base, what's going on, brother?
Not really. Moved this weekend.
You got settled then?
I mean, I didn't move. Somebody moved for us.
Of course not.
Still just as stressful.
How so? Please, I mean, what's the stress? You're not lifting. You're not blowing your back out.
You still gotta pack everything.
You gotta get it ready, and then you gotta. Wait, you know the truth. I see JE smiling. We know the truth. Packing.
You know. Cash. Speak on it.
Who packed?
I packed. Did I pack as much? No.
So hypothetically, right? If you guys had 20 boxes, you packed 6.
Two.
Maybe like 4 or 5.
4 or 5. And the packing of these 4 or 5 are so stressful, you don't know when these will get opened.
Yes.
Okay, I know, because I can relate to that, because like I told you guys yesterday, I have yet to fully move out, because it doesn't fit. Wherever I move, and it's only been twice, I still have an unpacked box. So I just leave shit there. So I get what it sounds hilarious, but I fully relate to that.
And also, when you're moving with someone, you have to coordinate those things. As opposed to yourself, you could just be like, I'm going to throw everything in garbage bags.
That's how I move.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
But when the other person that's standing here, it's like putting them in boxes. Then yeah.
Like, why do we have 4 boxes of glassware?
It's easier for the unload, though.
I totally get that, bro. Like, my last move only involved boxes because my mom and my sister was visiting down there. Like, no, you got to put this here. You got to put that down there. And y'all do that shit. But the move before that, dog, like Booza, I had a whole bunch of garbage bags, all types of crazy shit. You know what I mean? I ain't give a fuck about nothing. It's not. You got to appreciate the structure they bring to your life. Sure? But glad you settled in, brother. Onward and upward, you know. He lives in a very luxurious settlement somewhere in Oregon. So, you know, well.
Can't sneak up on him either. They got gates now. Yeah.
That's right.
Get it here.
Flash it only. But nah, man. Good to hear everybody doing all right, man. No one asked me, but I'll just go ahead and opine on it. I'm doing okay. That was not a shot. Honest to God, not a shot at any of you guys. I'm just trying to segue into this shit properly. I'm doing all right though, man. It's been a good week. Yesterday, turned back the clock yet again. A good friend of mine had a little birthday get together, and his lady, man, my goodness, she's awesome. But man, she can like she's like one of those super hosts, right? Cause she pretty much curated, did the whole birthday event, and it looked like a fucking wedding reception, to be honest with you. But my point is, like, she's gonna make sure you're taken care of. Like, she gives you so much liquor, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, she kept handing me like shots of tequila, and no exaggeration.
Sounds like a fine American.
Yes, man. She's like, take a shot. I'm like, God damn, you're going to kill me. But I ate properly. I hydrated properly. I probably had about like 8 or 10 shots. No bullshit last night, man. No fucking bullshit. And I don't know how I'm sitting here sober like a motherfucker talking to you guys. But I guess it's because I ate properly and all that stuff. But anyway, had a good night, had a good weekend and all that shit. And I'm doing pretty good. Not moving anywhere, not doing anything crazy. So I don't have any of those types of stories and all that shit. But doing all right, man. Doing all right.
Head on over to circuit86shoes.com. and check out the latest collection.
We are back, bitches.
But let's keep this fucking party train moving. Sports. Motherfucking LeBron James got a lot of shit going on. He just recently became a part owner of the Boston Red Sox. I think he bought a level of ownership in Fenway Sports Group or whatever. And yet another power move for him, man. Like, he already owned a small percentage of the Liverpool soccer team. And I think this purchase also upped his stake in that as well. So he's doing his thing. You know what I mean? A force on and off the court in all facets of life, whether it comes to social justice, you know, childhood education, and, you know, uplifting like communities and things of that nature, and making big time business moves. So shout out to the man. Anybody want to open? What's up, Boozer?
Which NBA team we think he's going to own once he retires?
I think he's going to buy the Golden State. No. I think what he's going to do, he's going to buy the Golden State Warriors stake because he fucking hates them. That's what I would do. That's what I own you now. Fuck you, Stephen Curry.
I think he would. I don't know. This is just completely like fabricating.
Throw it out there.
So he has like, I don't know what his percentages are for the, you know, his ownership stake in the Red Sox or in Liverpool, but they're like minority stakes.
Oh yeah.
I think
yeah,
for
yeah.
an NBA team, he would want to be a majority owner, but I think he would need to, at least based on, you know, what we know now of his current wealth, like he's wealthy as shit, but he's not. Some of these other team owners, I think he would need to go after a smaller market team that's not worth as much. Golden State, you know, prior to
the Bucks
having Steph Curry, might have been a possibility, but not now. And they just have a new arena, started a new arena. So, and Dan Gilbert's not going to sell it to him because he's an asshole and hates LeBron. So the Cavs probably are out. So it's going to be some Jordan ended up buying Charlotte, you know, the Hornets.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Like
he's majority owner, that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the only one of, 32? You know, he's the only black guy in the room.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I think he should be a part of the ownership group that brings to the Supersonics.
Okay. Brings them back.
Seattle Supersonics.
Seattle needs a team. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Payton.
Yeah. Or he might buy a stake in the Wizards or something like that, too. Wizards suck.
Yeah, I could see that.
Who's the worst NBA team now? Is it the Pistons?
Wizards. I think it's the Wizards.
Wizards.
Wait, yeah. Who's?
What about the ones who DC? What about DC's team?
That's the Wizards.
Coke.
It's the move.
Because I was thinking of Washington.
God damn.
How are the Hawks doing?
They're all right. I think they're gonna make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I was saying, they're in the playoffs. I think right now or close to it.
I think the Knicks are actually in the playoffs too.
Probably the Cavaliers. They're probably the worst team.
Oh yeah, the Cavs are terrible.
No, the Knicks are doing better.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I was correct. It is the Pistons. The Pistons are 12-29, and the Wizards are 15-25.
Wow.
I knew the Pistons suck.
Yeah, about Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Wizards and Bob,
you know what? I can see. I think it would be a good story for LeBron to buy the Pistons. A, Detroit's or Michigan is close to Ohio, I think.
It's majority black.
Yep. And they're a storied franchise going back, you know, into the 80s and early 90s. So, but yeah, they've been in a tough stretch for, you know, since Rasheed Wallace left and, you know, those guys, Rip Hamilton and shit. I think Detroit. Yeah. Detroit would be a good look for him.
Yeah.
Detroit, what?
313. 313. Fuck the world. Sorry, man.
That was a highly unexpected and entertaining.
Sorry. All right. Jay, Mr. Variety, what the fuck are you drinking now? Started with coffee. What are you drinking now, man? What was that?
Crayon apple. Already asked him.
Yep.
Crayon
apple juice, man. Ocean spray. Treat yourself, man. It's delicious.
Oh. Jesus. In a wine glass at that. Oh, very nice.
Ocean spray guy.
No. Stemless wine glass.
Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Was it Arapado?
Yes, Acapado.
Oh, yeah. Dogfish. Okay. What about him?
Yeah. He... keeps coming back. He is selling the viral video. the TikTok viral video. He's selling it as, guess what?
Yeah. NFT.
There you go.
NFT.
That shit is catching fire. We need to sell something as an NFT.
I'm telling you, that artwork, Cash probably already got it up on an auction site.
you motherfucker, you did? You did that? I swear to God, Cash, if I don't get a fucking cut out of that shit, I know something. You heard? Speak.
I got distracted halfway between, but I was in the process of setting it up, yes. So that little How thing you behind you? That's no, cool. That thing behind him? Yeah. Pop it was just that.
Art, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, you can. That's how this works. I'll do boozes too. I'll do bases. I'll do JEs.
Hey, cut everybody out.
Where'd he go? Yeah.
Jeff Bezos type vibes. You heard?
Find you.
I ain't getting shit. I ain't sharing shit with y'all. But also, like, just going back to LeBron, man, he fucked up his ankle too, right? Like, is he out? No, how long is he gonna be out for?
He didn't fuck up his ankle. That dude dove into his ankle. I'd be so mad. Oh, yeah. I don't know
the player's name. It wasn't that. I don't think it was a dirty play.
I'm not saying it was dirty, but you could be a little bit less reckless. Like,
he was going for the ball. He's going for the ball.
Into my ankle? Like,
I think it was I'd be mad. Play. You just, because yeah. Solomon Hill's a dirty dude. That's why he just looks dirty.
There was no.
He's like Derek Fisher from back in the day.
Like that. Like, come on, bro.
Because if you're going for the ball, normally you would like nudge the person out of the way. He was like going for his leg.
LeBron's big as shit. You can't go around him.
I saw LeBron punk this little rookie dude too. He like just shoulder checked the hell out of him.
Yeah.
I don't know the kid's name.
No, that would be a fight.
He had a career high. He dropped like I think 42 or 44 40, points the other night.
40?
But
Has LaMelo done that?
Never.
But LaMelo doing just. I think it's a dead heat between the two of them.
Who gonna run rookie of the year though? We should place a bet on that.
I'll put my money on LaMelo. I think LaMelo, because like the Charlotte Hornets are doing pretty good. Right?
I'll bet with
LaMelo.
I got LaMelo. I'm getting rookie.
Okay.
I haven't seen any LaMelo things, but I've read some headlines and apparently he's doing really well, so I'm not gonna bet against him.
Okay, let's sweeten the pot here. So the wager is this: since we're gonna bring it all home, right? You know, whoever becomes rookie of the year, the loser has to eat 8 Charlotte's Web CBD gummies before the podcast starts.
I think that's
suicide. He ate them. The Charlotte's Web melatonin gummies I was talking about.
Eight of them.
Because it puts you to sleep.
Jay is saying
that's death. Yeah, that's death. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, you might not wake up. So no.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Everybody get a smartwatch and let it alert you when your heart rate drops too low. Vibrate violently to wake you up.
Almost killed one of us. Sorry.
All right. So Jay, what's the max that we should?
How about you read the bottle? How about you read the fucking bottle?
No, you can't go on
you
that.
You know what?
That's going to say one.
I can wager $5.
Yes, that's the safe
amount.
One is fine.
$5. All right, $5. He wants us to commit suicide.
I'm not going to take melatonin. So everyone hears it. Because everyone always ignores what I'm talking. $5.
File a bet. That's always good.
$5. $5. American, Trinidadian, Guyanese, what are we talking?
Fuck no money. No. That's a pussy ass bet, man. Maybe just make something better than that. $5.
$5
is
a lot of money. $5 is a beef patty.
You can change. Do your wager differently.
It's a meal. $5 is a 4x4. Have you not been to Wendy's?
I know. I could buy a lot of chips.
Man, I keep getting signs too, dog. So these are distributed in Boulder, Colorado, which is about 45 minutes away from Denver.
Look at that.
Dog, it's crazy. Like the other day, when was this? Friday. I was trying to go to like my favorite restaurant out here, right? But it was just too packed. Like I couldn't go in a bar like Georgia's wide open, right? So I did that. Couldn't go there. Got closer to my neighborhood and wanted to go to a more popular restaurant. That's full too. go to a barbecue place that's, you know, a little less known, but in the area. I walk in there, sit down, order my food, go to the bathroom, look up at the stall. The shit says Denver, Colorado. It's fucking crazy. Wow.
Time to go.
Damn.
It's crazy, dog. Like this is just
like it was just wild. Like it was handwritten or it was like a
poster?
So
it was like an advertiser. It was like some poster for like Hercules, some sort of craft beer, some shit like that. But it said Denver, Colorado. It was like right at the stall that I went to. Like, dog, this shit is crazy. But anyway, yeah, this thing doesn't specify like how much you know what's considered an overdose. It just says suggested you take 2 gummies 30 minutes before bed. Store room temperature away from light. Do not use if safety still is broken. Melatonin may cause drowsiness. Do not drive or operate. Not intended for use by children. So, yeah, no limits. But yeah, we'll have to think about something more important. What's up, Cash?
Anthony Edwards is the third youngest player in NBA history to have scored a 40-point game. Do you know who the other two are? Take a wild guess.
Kobe.
It's definitely LeBron.
LeBron's one of them.
Jordan.
No.
Allen Iverson.
No.
Will?
Who's young? No. Young.
Kevin Durant?
Correct.
Oh, shit.
Durant? Oh.
Yes. So it's LeBron, Durant, and Anthony Edwards. You're welcome.
Wow. How old is he? 20?
19.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah. Trust me, guys.
How old is LaMelo?
LaMelo's probably the same age, 19, 20.
Yeah.
I got the wager. How about we eat one of them ghost chips, whatever that shit called that Jay had.
He's not doing that. Jay, he's not gonna do it.
I'm saying whoever's.
I'll do the chip. I'm not scared. We can.
Oh,
just
you'll do it again?
We don't got it. The spicy chip.
He's like, don't touch my gangster.
Yeah, I'm not scared. That's a better bet than trying to get wasted and not wake up. So. I would do the spicy chips.
Okay.
We don't got to do the one challenge though. We could just do like whatever Pocky has. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So Base and I have a $5 bet, and then you guys.
Yeah. No. Look, you're trying to get out of something. No. Everybody got to do the chip.
I'll do one.
You do know five. You do know the chip is more than $5. I just want to make that clear.
No, the chip is 20.
The chip is $20.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to rethink this.
We don't have to get the one chip challenge. We can do spicy chips or spicy food.
Just something that's ridiculously spicy.
Spicy, right?
These Carolina Reaper chips that I don't know if they still make them or not. But goddamn, those chips are spicy. So I would do something like that.
But I will just say,
go through the podcast. Bag of them?
Yeah.
To circle back for the LaMelo supporters, he is leading the rookies in assists and steals per game, but Anthony is leading in points.
I thought he was leading in rebounds. Points too.
He's making his team all around better. Yeah.
Oh, from the okay.
Yeah, and then four tied for blocks.
Put them
block.
Two on the same team. That would be kill.
Did you see the Anthony Edwards presser? The quote I posted about on his team, Juancho. He's like, "Yo, when you don't shoot, you don't score. That's what they pay you for, nigga. That's what they pay you." I was like, "Oh, he said that. He said that in the press conference.
He was quoting him.
Oh, it was in the press conference. Someone was saying what he said at practice."
No, it was a it was the after game. He's like, you win.
He's a good shooter.
Yeah,
you just
you're a good shooter. You need to shoot. That's what when you shoot, you lose money. That's what you get paid for.
I like his mentality.
I bet you. Juancho went out there and like dropped 30 the next night.
Yeah.
I bet you he did.
But it was so funny when the coach
believes in you.
When the coach got his first win, he was just in the corner minding his own business. And he looked up and saw everyone was pouring water. So then after the coach is already wet, he comes all late. Yeah. I'm like, that dude is just a stream of consciousness, man. He don't care about nothing.
Tell you, that's Marshawn Lynch. That's Marshawn Lynch 2.0.
I feel like he needs more exposure, like national exposure.
Yeah.
I don't think Minnesota is a place for him.
He'll get it, yeah.
Look what Marshawn did though. He was in the Seahawks, and it doesn't matter. Like in this age, I don't think it matters.
That's the NFL though. Everyone watches the NFL. Not everyone watches NBA.
But I think it's good that he's in Minnesota though. I think if he was in Miami or somewhere else, it might go left.
Really out there with the spring breakers.
Yeah, that's true. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Where's Anthony tonight?
Magic City is Liv still around? They still open?
No, but they asked him, he's like, so you work hard in your game? He's like, I practice in the dark. And you know what they say? When you do in the dark, comes to the light. You'll see. I was like, oh, okay. And then he claimed one game after he scored 4 points. He said, no, that rim broken. So they saw him. He kept shooting and shooting. And then he was looking at the rim and kept shooting and shooting. Like, he was practicing his shot. And then he asked him, he's like, oh, no, I was just off. The rim's fine.
Yeah, I want to meet his uncles because I feel like they've instilled some great knowledge to him from a young age.
Anthony Edwards, don't change, brother.
Never. Really.
Yep. He was raised right. Just like this baby, right, J.E.? This baby who got the COVID antibodies. Ain't that right? Coming into the world the right way. Coming in the world strong.
This another one that was posted to me. I'm not going to call nobody out, but we know who did this. Anyway.
Putting people in the hot seat. Stealing people NFTs and shit. Okay.
No, somebody else this time. But it's all good, though. So I did get a chance to read this because when I was scrolling through the topics, I saw my name placed next to it. I said, you know what? I won't shy away from it this time. It is pretty interesting. So what I found out from reading through the article, I guess this is supposed to be the first baby born from a Florida woman, right? Shout out to Florida. He keeps going back to Florida. That's a healthcare worker. She received the COVID vaccine, I think Moderna, at 36 weeks. She gave birth 3 weeks later to a fine, healthy baby girl that had the COVID antibodies. So there hasn't been much testing or vaccinations on, well, infants or even pregnant women or lactating women. There were a couple, I guess, in the Pfizer study. They said around over 20 that received vaccinations, but they received it after becoming pregnant while in the study. They weren't pregnant before they started the study. And they were showing that, you know, the babies that they were giving birth to were having these antibodies for COVID. Same thing with the people that were contracting the virus back in March and May. In New York City, were giving birth to these babies that were having these COVID antibodies. So they're not sure how long their immunity was lasting. They were guessing somewhere around 6 months. So this is good news because there hasn't been much testing done on pregnant mothers or lactating mothers or even children. And I think there's been some approval now for the vaccine trials to begin on children from 6 months to 11 years old. So I think this is pretty important to talk about. So thank you for whoever.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It gave me some time to really check this out.
Listen, I have nothing intelligible to add on to that. So I'm just going to be ignorant and say we need to get BRS Cash in the fucking studio now to make a remix for this shit. Instead of throat baby, we're going to call that shit COVID baby. You heard? Hell yeah. Dope shit.
Definitely.
That's good though. We got some babies who can't get COVID for at least 6 months apparently. So evolution.
That's true, but I guess that's like a very pivotal time, right? They're developing the immune systems and all that shit. Yeah. So makes perfect sense. Yeah, I think every mother should be injected with that. It's as horrible as it sounds, but it's for the greater good.
You are now listening to the High Life Show.
We back to the High Life Show.
But it's going to take a more morbid turn to things. But we obviously, this is probably the biggest headline of the week. There was an unfortunate string of shootings that was, you know, very much targeted towards the Asian community. I hate to even give this bastard any other you know, publicity, so to speak. But Robert Aaron Long, 21 years old. Went on a tirade and shot up collectively across about two or three different you know, Asian owned spas, you know, places where you get, you know, massages and what have you. One of them, I actually know this area very specifically too, the Gold Spa is crazy. But yeah, he went on a rampage, if you would. And, you know, I mean, if you, by the time you all hear this, I'm pretty sure you've seen the headlines. It's you know, there's a lot of, and it's a, you know, rightfully so, you know, a lot of upheaval and a lot of, you know, outrage for something like this, because it's targeted and you know, it's just senseless random violence, and it's just very sad. But you know, people are out there protesting and what have you, and I just don't like how they're characterizing this guy. He had a bad day. He, you know, oh, poor him. What the fuck you mean he had a bad day? This guy's an asshole. He needs to fucking rot in the most painful way possible, man. So again, I mean, you know how I am energy-wise when it comes to shit like this. I'm not going to say anything that's, like, profound or nothing like that. But this motherfucker needs to be put into a spot every fucking day. And at some point, somebody's going to randomly come in there and shoot his ass up. That's what I think should happen to him. I'll give it to you guys to speak on it, because I'm just... Shit like this is just, it's just so senseless and fucked up out here, man. And my prayers go out to the families that are impacted by this.
It's just, it's so, I want to touch on what you said, Phoebe, about the sheriff who basically immediately after arresting this guy tried to humanize him, right?
Yeah.
And say like, oh, he had a, you know, he was at the end of his ropes. Like, okay, and he ended the life of 8 people. So what, he had a worse day than them and their families now who are devastated?
Mm-hmm. Like,
so the fact that the sheriff, other law enforcement people are trying to do that to him just shows the depth of the like craziness, the racism that's going on in the country.
Privilege.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Let's call it what it is.
Like 6 out of the 8 people were Asian women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who he killed, and they, yep. I still don't think they've put hate crime charges on him. Like they're still saying like, oh, it was a, you know, mental sexual addiction.
Yeah, what was his reasoning behind it? Was it something? I thought it was something
to the effect of. He claims
like these are sex workers and he's trying to purge them of their
evil. No. So he apparently does have a sexual addiction and he's been in rehab for it. And he claimed that these women were the temptation to him. So he was, in order for him to get over his addiction, he's trying to remove the temptation. So ergo,
you got more than a sex addiction. That's like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, obviously. Psychotic. You sound psychotic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hatred. And I don't think you need a PhD to figure that one out. But here,
well, apparently, here the gun that he used, he was able to get the same day too. The gun that he used to kill these people, he was able to get the same day at that.
So shout out to Georgia for allowing someone to be able to buy a gun and go on a mass killing spree within 24 hours. Right.
Like, I say this all the time, man. I mean, I say it all the time. It won't completely, hedge the risk of this happening. But at the very least, you can make it that much tougher. Psycho evals, man. Evaluate these people. You know what I mean? I live here, and if I had to be sat down for about 30 minutes to an hour to get psychologically evaluated to make sure I'm fit to own a gun, then do that. And I get it. There are other ways to get guns. That doesn't completely solve the problem. But this man, had something like that been put in place, we probably wouldn't be talking about this right now.
Yeah.
So, and it's like you can't point to that as the issue. I mean, yeah. Obviously this man, you know, mental health is a thing, and it's a hard thing to kind of, you know, control and what have you. But
access in this country
to guns is ridiculous.
It's a combination of things, right? It's his mental instability. It's the racism that's been spewed from the top against Asian Americans for now the last, 18 months, whatever it is, 14 months. And it's his, ability to buy a gun and go use it so quickly. And it was just crazy that it happened literally, what was it, the week after? I feel like there was this big push in the media to highlight what's been going on against Asian Americans in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Since COVID. Mm-hmm. So they had like all these different specials on TV highlighting what Asian Americans have been dealing with since COVID broke out and Trump fucking started calling Trump flu,
brandishing it the China virus,
yeah, the China virus, all that stuff.
I mean, it's fucked up,
but we see like words matter, and like Trump, you know, was obviously he knew what he was doing when he was saying those things.
Fear and hate mongering.
But then his supporters and, you know, or even people who just don't want to see what's in front of them are willing to say like, oh, it doesn't mean anything. No one's going to be triggered or actually go out and act on that. But yet here we have, you know, we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago that you have 80 something year old grandparents being punched in the face, like punched in the streets just because someone walks up to them and is saying like, oh, you're the cause of the coronavirus and you're the reason why we have to wear masks now and stuff. So yeah, the fact that this shooting happened the week after all of that push, all of this stuff being highlighted of what's going on against Asian Americans, and then the the DA still refusing to charge this dude with hate crimes. It's just crazy that it's gone, you know, it's going down like this.
It's a shame.
Again, prayers for the victims, their families. You know, they were. I saw one
of the families. They had a GoFundMe out there for the one of the ladies who got murdered, and I think the goal was about a couple to tens of thousands of dollars, but they hit like a 1.5 million the last time I looked at it. It's crazy. Wow. So I mean, that's wonderful. That's amazing that they did that. I mean, obviously it won't bring her back, but you know, I like to, for good or for bad, right? Because some people do this shit on social media to virtue signal and all that stuff, but it is bringing to attention something that needs to be highlighted. To Boozer's point, there's been a lot of, you know, Asian hate, acts of hate because of the coronavirus pandemic, and this shit just puts more fucking gas on the fire, so to speak, and throws more salt in the wound. So, you know, prayers for the folks who died, and you know, I'm in support of what's going on from an international perspective, with regard to this sort of thing, you know. Injustice, yeah, it's, you know, what was the Martin Luther King quote? Injustice everywhere, anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, something to that effect.
Welcome back.
I want to hold on to the MLK reference because this is a good segue to the next topic. So, Cash, apparently the United Negro College Fund, I've known it's been an organization for years, for decades. It elected its first African American chair. What the hell?
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring attention. I just wanted to bring attention because I didn't know this. No, not to say that I don't know it. It doesn't exist.
I didn't either. Yeah. I knew the organization exists. Obviously,
but from a state of just hilarity, all the video was funny in terms of who was uniting the Negroes before this. And I think that's a fair question of like, okay, like that's awesome that people who didn't necessarily you know, align themselves with the cause were in charge of it, you know. That's, I guess, nice in the sense you don't have to be directly affected by something to realize that it's wrong and you want to do something about it.
Rachel Dolso.
Shout out to Rachel Dolso. Yeah. Did nothing wrong.
I've been saying that forever. Like, what's the... Okay, yes, she impersonated, she's perpetrating a fraud, but goddamn, her heart's in the right place.
I mean, she's more honest with herself than a lot of people, if you want to be real with her. She just took a little bit too far, I guess.
Facts.
But I just thought it was funny. Like, you know, I guess for those who don't know, you know,
you need a donut. What time is it?
I don't.
Pooza.
Let the man speak.
Booze is a cop. Booze is a cop in his spare time.
We saw the donut. Is it glazed? Oh gosh.
Old fashioned, man.
Okay.
What is it? Dunkin' Donuts or is it now? I gotta go to Krispy Kreme. I was gonna go run there. Now, thanks, Boozer. Thank you, sir. You're fucking sage.
I'm really distracted. I have these big windows now. I don't have to do it myself.
High rise. So let's go into fashion, brand loyalty versus trying new shoes or clothes. I'm all for trying new stuff because in the era we live in now, it's less, you know, you have to wear this brand. I think we talked about this before. Like back in the day, if you were in a certain demographic, you had to wear Rockwear, Nietzsche, all that stuff. Now you can do whatever you want.
Oh, we didn't have to, man. That shit was fine. It looked great. Yes, that's why we chose it.
Yeah, you did. You listen, man. You would feel like a piece of shit, and you felt like you were going to get attacked. Somebody's going to roast your ass in school. You came in there with some off-brand shit.
Wait, time out. If there was a separate brand besides those that you mentioned that looked equally as good, would you not have worn them simply because they didn't have the same brand?
They're going to say, what the fuck is that you got on?
I'm like, that's fly. And I'll tell them the name. I mean, but there just wasn't anything. Like, I wore it because it looked like how I wanted to be.
I share your sentiment. You can do that, but somebody's going to, like, Like, what the fuck is that? Back in the day. Now it don't matter. But back in the
I guess
day,
FUBU, like, right? Like, we didn't want to be seen in FUBU, and FUBU tried to look like the
other. That's not true. People wore FUBU.
People love FUBU back in the day.
Well, there was a time. Back in the day or now. Okay, yeah. But there was a stretch where, like, they did become, no? Is it just me? Like, yeah. I feel like there was a time where...
Like, when FUBU dropped, everybody loved it.
Nah, y'all seen that episode of Atlanta? Well, that was actually one of
that was later. That's like...
Yeah, later. Like, yeah. Later. Nah, like, back in the day, like, in the late 90s when that shit dropped, everybody was on that. Everybody had them FUBU jerseys, those 05 jerseys or whatever the fuck it was. FUBU was the shit. Right, What's up, Jay?
Nah, just to get to what Boozle was talking about with the Atlanta episode, it was because he had the knockoff one for Marshalls. There was rocking with FUBU, but he didn't have the right one. He didn't have the real one. That's the reason why they wasn't rocking with him.
I'm glad that I didn't watch this episode, but I'm glad they brought that up because it's like you can go and buy name brand shit in Marshalls, but it don't look like the regular name brand shit. It like
it's old.
It's true. It's
not knockoff.
It's not knockoff.
It looks like it though. It looks like
because there's like a misplaced thread somewhere.
That's like off the rack.
That's why it ended up
defect. That's a defect. That's a defect. Yes, it's a defect that they put in that shit.
Yeah, but it's the same brand. It's the same brand. It's just, and if you look hard enough, you can find ones where you're not gonna notice whatever the defect is. You'd be like, oh, why is this here? This looks perfectly.
I shop right all the time.
Nordstrom Rack, TJ Maxx. You heard? That's the way to go. That's where I go.
I ain't got a problem with Marshalls. I'm just saying that's what the show was alluding to. You know what I mean? They were like, hey, you guys both got the same jersey on, and they started really breaking it down. They were like, wait, there's nothing wrong with shows. And
who did they have come and settle the score?
TJ Maxx needed to jump in this.
Who was the deciding factor as to who had the real FUBU jersey?
Oh, give it to me. I don't remember.
It was the Asian dude at the school. It was pretty fucked up.
That's horrible.
They got some ugly ass sneakers coming out this week. I'm looking at this shit. No, not football. I'm just talking about in general. Like this, like this.
So what I was gonna say.
What's up, Jay?
No, the reason I brought up this topic is just because I know we've been talking about as far as, you know, back in the day and brand loyalty and everything else. But I was talking more to the fact of today, the way we still kind of follow the trends of Nike, Jordan, everything else for the most part. Even myself, I'm not excluding myself. Even though I like a variety of different things, the majority of my sneakers are Nike or Jordan. I have a lot of other stuff, but most of the sneakers that I buy, and it's still like a brand loyalty thing. And it's not like I'm benefiting any kind of way from it. It's not like Nike has a benefit program where I buy five, I get one free. I don't get shit. Yeah, I can't even get some of the sneakers that I want.
Yeah, fist with they shit. They shrewd.
Yeah, so I brought it up in the sense of, you know, some of these brands, you know, that are offering this brand, you know, that we're staying loyal to, they should be offering some kind of benefit to the people or the consumers that are buying their products.
Also, this is what Ferrari does. So
you can't buy a red one out the gate.
You gotta own a certain number of Ferraris before you're allowed to get certain models. Like, and you have to also buy them from Ferrari. Like, you can't be going to a used car lot and, you know, pick up that shit. Like, you need to be in the system as having owned multiple ones before you'll get the hookup on being able to buy. And it's not even a hookup, right? Because you're willing to pay the money. It's not like you're getting a discount. It's just it's exactly what you guys just said.
You sound like Jeff Bezos problems.
To buy.
speaking to the brand loyalty, like I think it's hard to kind of move to other things just because the marketing has been hitting you since you were like zero. And then, like, you know, when you're in high school and things like that, you put on a pair of Jordans, you become the man, you get like three or four. Now you're like elite status, right? So like getting to college and moving fast, you kind of like, oh, maybe that's kind of dumb. Maybe I can start to move. But you're still influenced by that. And as much as you want to buy new things, like Nike, Adidas, and all those people just flood the market. So it's hard to do that. And new business owners, it's extremely expensive to make shoes. So like I try, and obviously I make stuff too, but like, It's hard. So I give it up to anybody who steps out and tries to get new stuff or different things from other people.
Cash.
No, like Jay-Z, like J.E. was saying, Jay-Z. my sneaker is predominantly like Nike. I don't own any Reebok or Adidas or none of that shit. It's strictly Nike and Jordan. I would say 99%. I just in the past year. So, okay, this looks like something I might be interested in. I try it out, but I guess that all depends on if you are trying to. I don't mind trying new stuff, but at the end of the day, it has to look good. Yeah, I like wearing Jordans. I like, you know, how people break their neck and walking by or whatever, but I don't buy ugly Jordans either.
So yeah.
I don't care that it's a Jordan. If it's not the right colorway or makes or hurts my feet or whatever, like at the end of the day, they feel good and they look good. And yeah, you have that nostalgic factor. Oh, I remember when I got my 8s, or I remember when I had my 5s, or I remember when that girl almost stepped on my 11s. But you like you remember different stuff like that. You remember what you were wearing, like you remember what you were doing with certain shoes.
Where were you when you had exactly. the 8s?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's just a matter of, you know, I'm not opposed to it. I am brand loyal because one, I know how if I buy 9.5 in this shoe, this is how it's gonna fit. As opposed to a lot of new companies these days, oh, here's my size chart. I don't do half sizes. I'm like, so what the fuck am I doing?
That's a vendetta with somebody.
No, call no, no. Up. I call don't know, up, but no, because call if it's a...
Trying to end friendships on this damn podcast.
No, I'm not talking. Space has been very helpful when I have questions.
Oh, I got half sizes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
And I got wide.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, so, he's a man for the people.
Yeah.
No, I was. Go get that Circa 86. You heard?
Yeah, I was able to get my nightmare boot double E because you know I don't have skinny feet. I'm a grown man. I like I built in stability. Thank the Lord. But at the same time, a lot of these other people, oh, it's like $500 for the shoe, $400 for the shoe. Oh, you got to wear a size up. No, open the fucking mold for the half size, you cheap son of a bitch. So that's the only thing I would say. Nike has the money and Adidas and whoever has the money where I don't have to compromise to try something new. I feel like I have to, like, if I'm a 9.5 and I get this shoe and it's a 10 and then the shit don't fit, now I got floppy fucking clown shoes. What am
I
saying?
I agree with Cash 100%. Like, it's not a matter of not like wanting or being willing to support a new brand. It's just there aren't that many out there that actually appeal to me.
Yeah, I feel like from a foot. Okay, I'll say this from a footwear perspective. There's a standard when it comes to footwear, right? Like generally speaking, Jordan, Nike, kind of the same house. Adidas to an extent. You can probably name a couple of other ones in there, but it's like if you're not wearing those. You're taking a gamble and maybe you will find something, you know, tremendous. But I think we're more fluid, if you would, when it comes to actual garments like shirts, pants, headwear, things of that nature. Yes. What do we think about the sneaker lineups for this week, man? I was looking through there. It looks like a inverted pair of Air Maxes that look pretty dope. They like the burgundy joints. And Nike I like the little tunes. Yeah, them joints just fly, man. I like those.
Oh, garbage.
Nike Air Tune Max.
Yeah,
those are nice. And they didn't do that dumb gummy bottom with this shit this time. I mean, I like the gummy bottom, but that's a nice touch. Like, just making it all neon.
I'm a fan of those Reeboks, too. But they're always really expensive, those pumps.
Oh, those Georgetown 3s. Those Georgetown 3s, if you know, you know. Oh, that's another thing, too. As I've gotten older, there's a certain price point I'm paying for shoes. Like, what it was growing up, like, I think anything over 200, you're asking for problems. Because now I'm expecting, like, immaculate, you know? Like, growing up.
That's normal, right? Yeah. 220 right now?
Yeah, that 220, I won't bat an eye at, like, anything 180, 220, I won't bat. If I want it, I want it. But, like, I'm like, okay, 300. All right, buddy.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
This come with sloppy toppy?
I was done. Yo, that's the title of the episode when we put this shit on all the platforms and all that.
Well, I need some material to work with for those platforms, guys.
Yeah,
taking shots now. I'm gonna work on those, man. I'll have them to you sometime this week.
Make them wait.
Yeah, we gonna drop like six.
Motherfucking Drake, man. He has like all three top songs in the country right now.
Scary Hours too.
Scary Hours.
Wait, was there a Scary Hours 1?
Yeah.
God's Plan was on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, EPs? Yeah, he drops those all the time. Nobody pays attention to us.
Oh, he's been doing his shit.
Does Drake really, like, write his own shit? And, like, how is he coming out with this many tracks.
He has the best.
I mean, like any other R&B artist does. They work with people.
Yeah, he took the R&B format and put it into rap.
It's not to say he probably doesn't have full control over it.
But like, he's constantly in the studio.
Tracks, like, he has all types of shit.
So he just gets a lot of stuff like done for him while he's like he's not
working.
Remember
that shit? Like 10 bands, 100 bands, 100 grand. You remember that? You remember that song? Mm-hmm. That was a ref. That started out as a reference track. What he does, he has like people give him like a lot of reference tracks.
Yeah.
That sound dope, and then he like, okay, I like.
He just picks the ones. Yeah.
Let me flip this. Let me switch this up. And I'm not saying he's doing that on every song, but a lot of them, that's what he does. He has the best team in the fucking world when it comes to
rap. Yeah, it's a lot of rappers do that. He's not the only one.
Yeah, he's not, but he's the most successful.
He's the best at it.
A lot of your favorite rappers.
There you go.
Facts,
baby.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. He just does a good job at knowing what to pick and like how to put it together and arrange it, and probably adding his own stuff and like so like that. He's just a full package when it comes to like making songs.
Also, his formula hasn't changed in like a decade. So how is it that like aren't we always looking for something new and like something different?
His shit is like the polo shirt, man. It just don't go out of style.
Yeah, it doesn't go. Exactly. It's crazy to me.
Right. Jay, what's up, bro?
I was going to say, it is like the same, but it's different every time it comes out. I feel like it's wild, right?
He uses the latest slang in each one.
Yeah. And it's like you ride the different ways. So like I felt like Views was like a really big album, right? And he kind of wrote like Afrobeat. Dance hall vibes with that, and everybody was like, "Oh, this is what that's doing." And then he started throwing in some house vibes and what's that song, Passion Fruit, and all that. So he brings like a different.
Passion Fruit is a great song.
Yeah, he brings like a different thing every time. I feel like it was a miss kind of with that that mixtape he dropped last year with the B sides or whatever, because he tried to take the drill sound and try to turn that into his thing.
Drake ain't got no Dracos. He ain't got no Dracos.
I know, but he tried to bring some people in to make it work, but it didn't hit as hard as his other stuff. Yeah, most definitely. R.I.P. But you know, Drake. Yeah, he can't miss, man. I don't know. I respect the run.
Can't stop. So won't stop. Don't even know how to stop.
Everything that you just said, though, Jay, points to the fact that he's a dick rider and he just takes.
Yo, you got some hot takes. Yo, you need to not get any sleep regularly after the show. Because you.
No, I
you
like Drake.
Woo!
It's just toppy. It's just weird.
He's not a Kanye, though. He's not a Kanye. Because he's on the
spicy
he's
tonight. Like,
Drake is like on the front of a lot of those, like the UK drill and all that, like, it's like he's like there, and like his sound is what's popular right now. His ability to be able to rap and sing,
or he has team members who are there and they just gather it for him. I don't think
like any other artist, they all
basically.
Cass, what you got to say about this?
No, so to Booz's point, he's kind of doing what Diddy used to do, I guess, or even 50 Cent, like try to tag on to the hot guy, but I guess he's been doing it more consistently.
Diddy and Drake?
Yeah, like Diddy used to try to get on the remix with the new hot artist. 50 Cent tried to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And Drake is doing that, but more consistently. Like, why is Drake on a song with Block Boy? Why is Drake on a song with Young Blue?
They got
I guess he's more in tune and more connected. Now, to say that he picks his, I don't know what Drake's involvement in his music other than girls like him. He says slick shit. I don't know if he's like super like J. Cole level of he knows beat placement and BPMs and stuff like that. He says slick shit, and you know, the beats are cool, but that whole thing with him not writing his music, that but nobody writes their music. That's right. The other thing too. So yeah, the only person that writes, I think even if you look at like a Jay-Z song listing, he's named
as go to a lot of people.
Because if everybody's in the room, now I say that, he might tell you fuck off, but you know, but if you actually say it, now you got to give him credit. So I guess people now are being more honest.
You shouldn't fucking pose as Wu-Tang Clan because there ain't nothing to fuck with. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? Damn, you just can nothing is fucking sacred these days. Nothing is fucking sacred. But anyway, there are two men, one of them from Florida, Aaron Barnes Burpo, 29, of Crestwood, Florida. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison after, like, him and a couple of folks were posing as Wu-Tang and defrauding hotels. I think it amounted to about, in excess, about $300,000, man. You gotta stop this shit. Like, what the fuck? Be original. You heard? Be original. He could have came out with Zoo Klang Tang or some shit like that. I don't know. Like, do your own shit, man. I don't know. But,
How are they getting these rooms comped? Like, I don't. They just say, they just roll up in there and say, "Hey, I'm like 1/10 of the Woo," and like, give me a room.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the specifics of like all that, but you know, con artists are very conniving. And I came across one yesterday, and a guy can talk artfully about anything and everything. It's like this is like it's an art. It's a skill set.
Was his name Cash?
We do have a resident card artist, right? Using my fucking patents and NFTs and shit.
Yeah. Also, please donate. Thank you for the shout out, Booza. Donate Cash App, $Cash Brooklyn. Also, to the Shady Pines Patreon. Thank you for the support. I appreciate y'all.
No. Damn it. Fucking Gohan supporter. Fuck out of here.
Oh, I have to say, I kind of take back some of my criticisms of Gohan because it's Chi-Chi's fault.
Because, all right, so folks in the podcast world, I mean, shame on you if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We're talking about the Dragon Ball series that follows Son Goku, who's on a quest to become one of the, just not a quest to become the strongest, but just continuously, you know, evolving himself as a martial artist, and involves like these mystical Dragon Balls or Grand Witches. But what we're particularly talking about now is that Son Goku eventually settles down with a woman named Chi-Chi.
Spoiler.
And she's spoiler alert. She's a tiger mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like super, super adamant about education and all that stuff. And she kind of, what Bulza is arguing is that she stifled Son Gohan's, you know, natural abilities for fighting, which he does have a lot of latent ability, which makes him a bitch because he don't have to work for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna put it on Chi-Chi. I don't know how I feel about that. I would say it is sort of like, you know, Chi-Chi's fault to a degree, but she's trying to do the right thing, I suppose. But if a man is meant to save the world, let him save the world. You know, you can't stop greatness.
So I'll say, you know, my comments are limited to the fact that I'm up to like episode 35 of season one.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
It's a long ways
to go. Who's your favorite character so far?
Oh, you know what?
Chiaotzu.
Goku is an idiot, so it's not him.
Let Vegeta go.
I think Kuririn is moving up there because
and you said it right. I love it. Kuririn. Krillin for the folks who watch it in America. But go ahead.
Oh. I was trying to figure out if that's who they were talking about because I've heard Krillin before. And then I saw it in something recently, and I was like,
in the subtitles, like they're if you're watching it in Japanese, as you should, the original native tongue, yeah, and you watch it, you look at the subtitles, Krillin is actually Kuririn, and Yamcha is Yamcha, and Tien is Tien Shinnen, and there's a couple other adaptations just to make it, I guess, more palatable from a dialogue perspective.
And Vegeta is a bitch.
Put it to English. No, the fuck he's not.
Bye, base.
How about you take away this Zoom Escaper? There's a new app that allows you to leave meetings by creating fake sounds. I might do this work.
Yeah, so like, I guess people have been wanting to find easier ways to get out of their Zoom meetings. Someone came up with an app that allows you to feed in audio that does an echo, connection, choppiness, crying baby, barking, and urination sounds. So it's your choice. It's your pick.
I can't stop it.
Sounds?
Yeah.
Cash, I mean, this should, I think, should have been in the fucking classy human section, but there's patrons of the Texas Museum who keep fucking punching the Trump wax figure and it caused them to remove it.
Yes. Yeah, so I was going to put them as classy humans of the week, but I was told by the editing team if I mentioned one more thing about Trump that they would mute me indefinitely, so I had to sneak it in. But
I didn't even notice it.
Exactly, it worked. You might put that shit in right before you fly.
I just gotta move it around. Luckily, I just wanted to say shout out to the good people of San Antonio. When you see righteousness occurring, you have to give it praise. So, long story short, there's a wax figure of Trump, and people just keep punching the shit out of this thing, you know, and rightfully so. And I don't think there's any deep dive that needs to happen on this.
That's a good business idea, though, right?
Yeah, I would say they should leave it up.
Punch a Trump. Yeah.
They should leave it up. It'll bring business.
They should do this. They should, you know, get like a little figure of Trump, right? And have like one of those side pressure measurers to see, you know, if like whoever has the most side pressure wins a prize. How hard can you punch Trump in the fucking mouth?
Turn those hips.
Word. That's right. Oh shit, Boozy. You taking some boxing lessons, man?
No, but I probably should. Also, Trump is
cricket. You got when you hit with the bat, you got to turn your hips.
That's true. That's more torso though. But Trump is a sign of how much he's losing money. His his Boeing 737 or 57, whatever his private plane is, has been sitting idle at a Westchester airport for like a fucking year.
Tremendous.
And one of the engines is like completely like broken, and the other one is probably getting corroded.
Engine number 9. Sorry, good.
Yeah, so basically his plane hasn't flown anywhere in like over half a year, almost a year. And it's going to cost him $1 million to fix it. And they're saying like, he's not fixing it because he's too poor.
I love it. You love to hear it, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen that plane.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't have, cause it should be in a hangar, like actually being covered from the elements, but he's too cheap to do it. So everyone says like, oh, you're not supposed to store an airplane in the Northeast. Like if it's not being flown. Like with all the elements we have here, like corrosion is like it can literally like completely kill the insides of an airplane. So people fly them out to like New Mexico and shit in the desert where like it's so dry. You don't have to worry about corrosion. Mm. But you literally can't afford. It's like $15,000 to operate that plane for an hour. Yeah. And he can't afford to fly it a couple hours to the desert.
Damn. Like,
it's great.
Tremendous. Well, you keep losing, Trump.
Yep.
And we'll keep laughing. And you'll we win.
Yeah. And fuck you. You're the reason why these Asian people keep getting beat up. So fuck you. I don't know why they're just figuring out now that you said this like a couple months ago, but that's beyond the point. But still fuck you. Yes. Also, I do have another follow-up for Low Life. Kylie Jenner, fuck you. You are a piece of shit. Thank you.
What'd she do?
Her makeup artist, it needs brain surgery. So she reposted the GoFundMe for $60,000. This woman's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah,
you jackass. This man performs miracles on your godforsaken face for God knows how many period of time, and you can't write the check for $60,000 for his brain surgery. No, I'm gonna say it. You know
Wait. What happened? Who needs brain surgery?
Her makeup artist.
Her makeup artist needs brain surgery, and she's just promoting the GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah.
And the goal is $60,000.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's a bullshit. He's performing miracles.
And second quarter of the week, watch who your friends are. Watch who your friends are. Jesus Christ.
That's so fucking true.
You a billionaire? You a billionaire reposting a GoFundMe for $60,000? You got some gall. You got some fucking you unmitigated nonsense. Jesus, Lord of mercy.
All right, I'm going to tack on the flip side, a related Kardashian, but classy human. So Kanye, we didn't say he's apparently the richest black man ever in history.
Well, I think they corrected it after that, but he is a billionaire several times over with the valuation of his Yeezy brand predominantly.
Did Forbes put out the article and said it wasn't?
I think
true?
Somebody put it out, and then like there was like a correction saying that he's not the richest man in U.S. history. I think that's the gentleman who paid for every Robert Smith.
Classy human low life combo.
Let's see whether he stays in that spot after he pays his SEC.
But yeah, Kanye's doing his thing, man. It just came out that Jay-Z went up to $1 billion. Jay-Z was at the one point something bill, but then this came up with Kanye. But he's not the richest. He's not the richest in history.
Wait, but Kanye is 6 times richer than Jay-Z.
Shit. But net value, net worth.
Them Yeezys, man.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Jesus. Or Yeezus.
You know what he was doing. Yeezus. Nice one.
Fuck.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, it's half his net worth. But still, he's... Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kanye, man. And kudo again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, classy human.
Yeah, now I'll have to say this
and making more money.
Good I have him. To say this
And
to
he didn't sign a prenup, right?
There you go. Yes. You know, stay, keep yourself 10 toes down at all times. You know what I'm saying? Your ego can get you in some shitty situations if you let it. It's like a double-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you need your ego in certain situations to pump yourself up and get things done. You know what I mean? Believe in yourself, but you always got to stay grounded and, you know, give glory and praise to the Most High for our spiritual and religious listeners out. Anything else, gents?
Nah, that was good. That's a good way to end.
Yeah. All right.
By Nike Jordan
and Circa. Oh, and yes, I'm going to give a shameless plug here. I'm going to Classy Human, but also a shameless plug. My sister, who will remain nameless, is going to launch a business of her own. By the time this podcast releases, it's called, you can go to Instagram, patch_in_the_box. So Patch in the Box is the name of the company. She's selling very dope patches. You can, you know, put them onto your garments and whatnot, different bundles and all that stuff. So you guys go check that out. You know, support. We appreciate the love and all that. So shameless plug to Cash's point. Check out that Circa 86 too. You know, buy five pair, everything on that motherfucker. You feel me? Anyway, man, appreciate you guys for listening as always. Appreciate the support. Hope we, you know, added a little spice to your day, a little variety to your day. I love my guy, Mr. Variety. I love my guy, Spike Dollarsign, a.k.a. Cash, Big Boozer, Bass, Feef Boogie. We are the motherfucking High and Low Lives. This has been the High Life Show. We are out. Be great. Be powerful. Be blessed. Sorry for the clapping, but peace.
Peace.
All right. Who wants to cover the quote of the week is Ego's Trip, but the Humbles Don't Stumble, baby. Who put that in there?
I put that there.
That's some elaborate. Deep shit. I don't understand.
It is. It is some deep shit. I want to hear Cash's thoughts on it first.
I just wanted to let everyone that got their stimulus checks and everything, you know, just be humble, you know. Don't trip. It's just one cash payment. Keep it flossy, you know, do what you need to do, but respect yourself and be humble. Don't, you know, for those of us out there with multiple children getting the cash outflow, don't look on the singles. That's not what we need to do. We need to come together. As humanity
comes together,
right? So,
right now,
like the quote says, "Ego's trip, but humble don't stumble, baby." So just keep on the right and narrow, keep it pushing, run your race at your own pace. That's it.
I like that, Cash. Smooth shit. That got to be one of the lines on your longly awaited mixtape.